Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I've been up all day long today, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a long day for me. Wish I could say I accomplished a lot today, but I didn't. Although I was down at the American Free Press office today, and they are putting together the new edition of the paper for this week. Looks very, very interesting. I have a story in there. In fact, it's a story about the generals who are in rebellion against President George W. Bush and his neoconservative advisors. Some would call them his handlers. That's just one of the stories in the paper. I'd like to say it's the best one, but that ain't necessarily so. Of course, next week when the paper's out, I'll give you a little preview of what appears in the paper in this issue. But, you know, you should be subscribing if you're not. It's a very simple thing to do. Those of you who are on the Internet can go to AmericanFreePress.net and check it out. Or you can always call the American Free Press office on a toll-free number and get a sample copy. Just call 888-699-NEWS. 888-699-NEWS. Good paper, and like I always say, it's a weekly newsprint edition containing lots of stories and important information that you're really not going to get anywhere else. A lot of good information you'll hear here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and you'll hear some of that same material in American Free Press, but needless to say, it's in black and white. You know, you can Xerox it and send it to your friends. And, of course, they should be subscribing, too. Incidentally, last night, of course, you know, we talked about the Kennedy assassination. Specifically, I wanted to focus on the assassination because I had received an email from somebody who didn't like some of the comments I made about William Cooper, author of the book Behold a Pale Horse. Well, evidently he was listening in last evening because I received two very nice emails from him today. Actually he was rather apologetic for what he said maybe was an unpleasant tone. And he said, let me just read you part of what he said. He says, thank you for your consideration and respectful reply. You made some great arguments. I'm glad you have the RBN archives that you provide to the public at no cost because I was unable to hear your show live. And that's a point I keep making here on this program, ladies and gentlemen, that if you hear my show or another show that you thought was particularly interesting here on RBN, you can always email your friends and tell them about it. You know, they don't have to listen live. They can listen on these free archives that are right here on RBN. In any case, the author of that email said, he thanked me for responding to it on the air, and he says, we're all entitled to our own beliefs, and that's what's so great about America. We aren't bound to any particular topics or beliefs. Thanks again. Well, I thank him for that very nice email. As I said, you know, anytime anyone disagrees with something I have to say, they're welcome to call in and say it. There's a couple callers that call in here regularly that a lot of the listeners apparently don't like, and one or two of them are apparently banned from some of the other programs here on RBN. And, you know, every once in a while my inclination is to say, well, I'm not going to let this guy on the air again. But, you know, sometimes I think the best thing is to debate, to point out where others are wrong. And if people are wrong, let the other people respond and show where they're wrong. That's what I've always done in my writing, and I'm ready to admit when I'm wrong if, in fact, I am wrong. So, in any case, I had a very interesting time last evening taking the calls on the subject of the Kennedy assassination.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. I'm getting some bad reception at my end, so I was cut off in the midst of some profound pronouncement a few minutes ago. But to wrap it up, if you didn't hear what I said, I was just expressing my appreciation to my emailer who had sparked our discussion last evening about the Kennedy assassination. Couple news notes. And we are going to go to calls tonight at our 800 number. So a lot of you know that number. For those of you who don't, I will give that to you in a moment. But we are taking calls tonight. I want to run a couple things by you. Washington Post today reports that the projected Iraq war costs are going to soar. In 2002, the Iraq war costs were $2.5 billion. In 2003, $51 billion. 2004, $77 billion. 2005, $87 billion. 2006, nearly $102 billion. Now, this is a war we supposedly won in 2003, and yet we're still over there, and people are dying. Remember mission accomplished, what the president had to say? Well, the costs have doubled, and do you really think we're going to be out of there anytime soon? You know, Lawrence Dennis, who I quoted on this program at some length one evening, said that one thing you could be certain about with war is that it brings big government and socialization of society and government. and culture and all sorts of things. And you know what, folks? It's a Republican administration that's bringing this to America. It's a It's not Bill Clinton who brought us the Patriot Act. It's George W. Bush. He's bringing in the police state. We didn't have anything like the Patriot Act under Bill Clinton. Got to get away from these Republican hangovers that have captured so many good American patriots, folks. This Republican Party is leading this country to destruction. I'm not advocating the Democratic Party by any means, but let's face it, there are still a lot of people out there who think the Republican Party is the salvation of America. I got an email from one of our listeners, Mark from New York. He told me that his father really and truly believes that in the end George W. Bush is going to turn around and, for want of a better way of putting it, go patriotic. Well, you know, Mark expressed his frustration with his father's intense belief that that's going to happen. And you know, I don't think it's going to happen. It's a night, you know, we can all sit and pray that suddenly God, who's been talking to George W. Bush, will tell him to reverse his course. But I'm afraid it's not going to happen that way, folks. I really don't think so. Now, a very interesting story. A couple weeks ago, we had Mark Glenn on the program. He's the author of a very interesting book, Israel Without Her Mascara. And I never get that title right. Mark, if you're listening, forgive me. The title is No Beauty in the Beast, Israel Without Her Mascara. Very interesting book, and I know a lot of you have ordered it from Mark. His website, of course, is crescentandcross.com, and you can get links there to take a look at his books. But Mark told a very interesting story about how he and his family, and they live in northern Idaho, were visiting a mall, and some young folks operating a kiosk there were shoving aromatherapy pillows in his face. And after that, Mark and his son and his entire family became treacherously ill to the point that they were getting ready to send one of the younger children to the hospital. Evidently, according to Mark's research, this was a common phenomenon up in that area of people showing symptoms of flus. Now, bear in mind, of course, that only Mark and his son were actually exposed to these little pillows that were being sold at these kiosks by people who Mark determined to be Israelis. Now, to make a long story short, I asserted, without any special inside knowledge, that in my opinion, notice I'm saying here, I asserted that in my opinion, I'm qualifying all this, folks, that this was some sort of Israeli experiment in biological weapons, because apparently in this area there were many people who seemed to be affected with the same symptoms that Mark and his family were affected with. Well, in any case, in today's Forward newspaper, a paper dated April 28th, and this is a very distinguished Jewish newspaper based in New York, there's an article by an Israeli-born journalist who's living in New York, and it's describes, in fact, just what we were talking about, how young Israelis, most of them have former Israeli Defense Forces members, have now come to the United States, and they're setting up shop in kiosks in shopping malls around the country. It says thousands of young Israelis have been trading their M16s for aromatherapy pillows, nail buffers, and foot cream, of all things. Well, this is very, very interesting, folks, because, you know, I'm sure there were a lot of people who were listening into that conversation between Mark Glenn and I and probably thought maybe we were imagining things and maybe overstating the issue. But here's America's most distinguished Jewish newspaper, in fact, reporting that there are a lot of young Israelis setting up operations here in the United States. And what's interesting is that the Forward notes very matter-of-factly that some of these young Israelis who are here in this country are working, but they're actually on student visas and therefore in violation. And they note that the Israelis have asked that 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 their names not be used. But I found one interesting thing here. They quote one of these young Israeli entrepreneurs, and we'll just accept the idea that they are entrepreneurs and they're not really conducting any kind of experiments here in this country on unwitting Americans. But he says, Israel is a country at war where people yell and cut you in line, where people are uncivilized. This is young Israeli. He says, so when the Israeli comes to America, he sees the people here are so naive. What's he going to do? An Israeli thinks two steps ahead. What does the Israeli do here? He gets here and says, look what idiots Americans are. They buy any kind of crap. I'll start my own business. Well, you know, that's just a young Israeli entrepreneur talking, but, you know, I kind of get the impression that that's the general attitude that Israel and her supporters here in the United States have towards Americans in general. We'll buy anything. We'll buy the theory that America should go to war for Israel, that Israel's survival and Israel's secure existence are in the best interest of America. We know the Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz said Tuesday, he says, of all the threats we face, Iran is the biggest. The world must not wait. It must do everything necessary on a diplomatic level in order to stop Iran's nuclear activity. He added, since Hitler, we have not faced such a threat. Well, my friendly advice to the Israelis is that if you do consider Iran to be such a threat, then please find a way to resolve it yourselves, but don't expect the American people to fight the war for you. And if you get yourself into a war, the American people and the American military leaders are not so inclined to go along to fight in your defense. President Bush, of course, has said, we will fight militarily to protect Israel in the event of a war with Iran. But you know what? Maybe the generals are going to have their way, and all these good American men and women in the services are just going to say, hell no, we won't go. And it's going to look pretty funny for President Bush to have to explain that after all these years of trying to portray himself as some sort of savior representing the military, some sort of great icon, some sort of great hero. We know better, folks. The people who listen to RBN on a regular basis know better. We know that there's nothing but lies coming from the White House, and we know that this president is not on our side. He is on the side of those who handle him, and they really do, actually, they mishandle him. Well, that having been said, we do have a couple callers already, and I'm going to go ahead and bring our first one up, but I'm going to remind Country Boy, who's calling from Indiana, that we have a break coming up. So when you hear that music, that means you better be quiet for a minute or two, because we have some advertisers with some very important messages that need to be heard. So let's talk to Country Boy from Indiana.
Hey, Mike, long time here. Great therapy to hear you guys on the shortwave radio.
Okay.
Got a couple points here. One woman that called up in response to the spirit of Jezebel reminds me when I was out in the Army at Division Headquarters, I saw a piece of paper that was photocopied, and on it it had the Combat Infantryman's Badge, which is a rifle with a wreath around it. And under it, it said, the only thing a female will do with a 100-pound rucksack is sit on it. And I would add, she can talk. And, you know, all of these females such as Condoleezza Rice, who said that, you know, there wasn't a strategic problem, there were tactical mistakes, and also this, in other words, she attempted to shift the blame of the failure in Iraq on the fighting people instead of the neocons. And then there was the female Ohio representative that called Representative Murtha a coward. She implied that because, whatever, a Marine Corps doesn't cut and run, only cowards do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these, they're always talking and they're real good, but they're all, you know, about 68 pounds. And in the event that you get in their face and challenge them on something, then they want to call the security or say that you are threatening them. Believe me.
You know, all right, Country Boy, hang on there. We're going to bring you back up after the break if you want to come on up. Colin Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We had Country Boy on here, and I assume he's still on.
Hey, I'm still here.
All right. Yeah, I wanna, you know, it's funny that you bring this subject up because just this afternoon I was having lunch with my colleague Vince Ryan, who's the editor emeritus of American Free Press. And, you know, I commented to Vince that, you know, it looks as though things are wired for Hillary Clinton to get the Democratic Party presidential nomination. And as I've said to Vince and to other people who bother to listen to me for whatever reason they do, that I've said time and time again that I think the Republican Party will not be able to resist the opportunity to nominate Condoleezza Rice for president. And I'm just curious, in light of your comments, what do you think about that? What's going to happen in that election?
Well, what did you have? You didn't have a choice with the last one. You had Skull and Bones 1 and Skull and Bones 2. The only thing now you get is you get a different choice on gender and sex and color. Well, do you want the black one? Or you want the white one? And also, you want the Jewish one, or you want the Afro-American one? There is no choice. It's a travesty.
Well, you know, see, this is, I guess this comes back to the whole discussion of whether or not the system itself is really worth hanging on to, because, you know, we had a very spirited debate here on the show a couple weeks ago. Somebody had made a comment about the Constitution being, if not maybe outdated, at least not really protecting our interests anymore, and we had to start thinking in new directions. I want to ask you something. What would you say our solution would be if we get Condoleezza Rice candidate Republican and Hillary Clinton candidate Democrat?
Myself, I wouldn't even go to vote.
Well, do you?
I would not go to vote. You know, there's a scripture that says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, expose them." And you know, people have gone along and gotten along so much. The only way to save your family in this lifetime is to attempt to get them out of the culture and out of the mainstream as much as possible. Because if they're not, they're going to be corrupted.
Well, you know, that's very interesting, because increasingly over the years I have met, I'm not married and I don't have any children, but I have a lot of friends who are married and obviously and who have children. And over the years I've met a lot of people in the Patriot movement who are doing precisely what you're talking about. They are trying, they're getting their kids out of the schools, they're educating them at a home, they are really, really doing everything they can to preserve the integrity of those kids and keep them from these influences that are so prevalent in the public schools and in the culture today. So that's interesting that you say this, because this in fact may be one of the solutions for people who are thinking people. You know, because it's not going to be convenient for a lot of people to leave the country. But maybe the people are just going to have to find their own niches, their own, they may have to end up being exiles within their own land, and maybe that's the solution.
Well, you know, you talked about public schools. I got an article here. It says, University Libraries Establishes Holocaust Media Collection. The University Libraries at Western Illinois University has established a Holocaust Media Collection at the WIU Macomb campus. Says they received a grant from the Illinois Cooperative Collection Management Program. Now, what in the world is that? It amazes me that the government has got, or these private organizations, they got so much money that they can throw into something like that. And then further in the article, it says the resources are particularly suitable for upper elementary and middle school classrooms. That means they want to give it to teachers. And it says, for more information, contact the Jeff Leibovitz Special Collection of Holocaust Educational Materials. Then finally, I'm an alumni of that college or that university, but I haven't kept up with it. I find out that the current president of Western Illinois University is Alan Goldfarb, who is a New York native. Now, what in the world, in the state of Illinois, where they got so much political patronage, how does this guy end up from New York, obviously a Jewish person, out as president of Western Illinois University in the Corn Belt?
Well, you know, we got networks in this country, and then we got real networks in this country, and he's obviously part of the real network.
Absolutely. You know, in Chicago a number of years ago, the police or the fire department, they put in an affirmative action program, either to get hired or to become a sergeant or any place. You had to show, if you could show that you had so many percentage of minority or that you were a minority, you would actually get more points. So some of these guys was going back trying to find out that maybe their grandmother had 15% Hispanic. This is no kidding, okay, because you would jump over other people on the list. And you know, the thing is, unfortunately, it's almost getting to be where you gotta go and try and find somebody that's Jewish in your background so that you can get on pass a civil service exam. But your point is well taken, because they don't pull strings for these little Mickey Mouse jobs of police and firemen and, you know, who works for the county. They're putting people in as editors, as university presidents, and whoever, somebody I'm never going to rub elbows with.
Country boy, I'll leave you with this thought. Who's driving this bus? It sure as hell ain't you and me. Thanks for your call, country boy. We're going to a break now, and when we come back, we have a couple more callers who are patiently waiting to say what they have to say. This is Michael Collins Piper on a Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press, and also headquarters of what has to be one of the most corrupt regimes we've ever seen in the history of this country. And, of course, I'm talking about the Bush administration. You know, that call from Country Boy from Indiana I thought was rather interesting because he made a very good point there that maybe what people who are fed up with politics as usual and fed up with the decline of this country, this increasing decline, you know, he pointed out maybe the best thing to do is, you know, if we can't leave the country, I don't know where else is better to go, folks, but those who do decide to stay here can kind of set up their own regime, you know, escape as much as possible from the society as everything falls down around us. You know, we were talking about power networks in this country, and this evening, about an hour before this program began, I was having dinner in my favorite restaurant, and a Jewish friend of mine popped in while I was reading the Forward newspaper, which I quoted from earlier this evening, and he laughed and sat down at the table, and I said, you know, I said, I read this paper religiously. I said, it keeps me up to date as to what the Jewish people have planned for the rest of us. And he laughed, and then he went on to make the point that here in the Washington area, it looks as though most of the major sports franchises are going to be in the hands of those whom he described as his lancemen, that is, fellow Jews. And I said to him, you know, I said, Phil, listen. I said, let me tell you something. I don't care if the Jewish people dominate the sports field. I mean, you guys can make all the money you want owning sports teams and, you know, running the banks and, you know, doing whatever you want. I said, but the problem is, it's the way you insist on controlling everything else. Education, you know, the direction of the media, and using that to dictate U.S. foreign policy. I said, you know, you can make all the money you want, but please, please don't hold us hostage to the state of Israel. Well, let's move on. We have Walt from Arizona. Walt, come on up.
Michael.
How are you?
Very interesting, the remarks up to this point. I've realized from the very first day that it was a mistake to go into Iraq, and you have certainly pointed it out insofar as the costs and figures involved there. The amount of people who have been killed, both militarily and civilian in Iraq, plus the amount of injured who have been flown over to Mannheim and over to Walter Reed Hospital for subsequent renovation and retreatment and all of the things that they need to keep moving along, is just indicative of the stupid errors invoked upon our country by the administration headed by George Bush. And it's a bad thing to continue to stay in the place. And I think the smart dog knows to put enough to put his tail between his legs and cut and run. Regardless of what the Marines think about it, the smart dog knows enough when he's been beaten. And he gets out. He puts his tail between his legs. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what. I used to have this wonderful German Shepherd. And one day I was taking him out for a walk, and he was a pretty well-behaved dog. And he fell in love with this Irish setter. Well, this Irish setter was traveling with her companion, who was another Irish setter. And he jumped on my dog. And lo and behold, his female companion, who had otherwise been interested in my German Shepherd, suddenly saw my German Shepherd was beating up on her husband. Well, she jumped in, and my German Shepherd beat the hell out of both of those Irish setters. And you know what they did? They put their tails between their legs, and they left the scene. So, yes, I think it's about time we do leave the scene, even if it means putting our tail between our legs, because if we don't get the hell out of Iraq, and if we do go into Iran, we're not going to have any tails left, because if you look at these boys and girls, these men and women who are coming back, they don't have arms and legs and all sorts of other little appendages that we count on to make our lives easier. So, yeah, I think you're right about that, Walt.
Well, there's a thought that came to me a long time ago. We should make it publicly known to all Iraqi elements from the north all the way down to the south that we are planning to withdraw, and we'll take 1 month in an orderly withdrawal to get out of their country, and they make it plain to them that they better settle their own disputes because we're not going to be around to help them. What do you think of that?
Well, you know what? You know, for years I worked for Liberty Lobby, and Liberty Lobby said the best way to conduct a U.S. foreign policy was to follow the advice of George Washington. And George Washington said very simply that the United States should never get involved in any entangling alliances with any foreign nation. And, you know, that's a very simple policy, and if we had followed that policy, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah, that's correctly. I'm fully informed on those topics. I have quite a few volumes of American history, and I've read a good many of them, so I have a overall understanding of the events that occurred through the years. And the most interesting thing about George Washington was his trip over to the Ohio River Valley in the time of about 1752 or so, 53. I think he was 21 years old, and I believe he was born in 1732, so it must have been 53. And his experiences there were recounted in the newspapers. He kept a diary, and it was most interesting of the experiences that he had. And, of course, in other battles as well, the Indians have made some remarks about this guy named George Washington. They just couldn't seem to kill him. He would get bullets flying all around him, but he never got hit. Well, that's my remarks for now, Mike. Carry on with the next
one. All right, I appreciate your call. I want to let my producers know that I seem to have lost my board, and I don't know who's up there, but I do recall there was a Patrick. So if we want to bring Patrick up, let's do that. Patrick, if you're still there.
Yes, Michael, I'm still here.
All right, great.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to make a comment about the, I guess, intended assault into Iran. I believe that if we don't go, if our troops are unwilling to fight and we don't have enough people, I personally think that we'll see something on the scope of two or three times worse than 9/11 to persuade us otherwise. What's your thoughts on that?
That's really scary. And, you know, this is what, you know, a lot of people have been speculating about. A lot of people have been concerned about this possibility that there will be some sort of provocation, and not from Iran, but from the people who want to get us into Iran. You know, all they need to do is, you know, take out a few Iranians out of some jails here in the United States and set off a bomb somewhere and shoot them on the spot and say, oh, my God, the Iranians did it, but thank God we got them, and they were working for the Ayatollah, so let's bomb the hell out of Iran.
That's exactly what they'll say, I'm sure, but the other point I wanted to make was to see if you could maybe tell your audience from time to time to they would like to truly understand the mentality of the people who are driving our foreign and domestic policies. They should read books about the Talmud and the Kabbalah. And a good book would be Colonel Don DeGrand Pree's book, Barbarians Inside the Gates.
Absolutely, course, a great book.
Mm-hmm. Protocols of Learned Elders of Zion, things of that nature. And people could get a good handle on the mentality of the our controllers.
Well, you know, Clayton, exactly, you know, your question prompted me to recall the book by Victor Ostrovsky, former member of the Mossad. People have questioned whether he was quote-unquote for real or not. I don't know. I couldn't even pretend to know. But I do know that in his book, he said that there was at least a faction within the Mossad that was thinking about killing the former President Bush when he went to a international conference in Madrid. And what they were planning to do, according to Mr. Ostrovsky, the Mossad had several Palestinians who had been held captive for some years by the Israelis. There were going to be Israeli assassins on the scene, or people who were contracted out to do the job. And then the poor old Palestinian guys were going to be dropped off on the scene and killed by the security forces, and it would have been a Palestinian terrorist attack that killed the American president. So, you know, if they thought about doing that to President George H.W. Bush, if I were President George W. Bush, I'd be a little bit concerned that if the Israelis suddenly decided he was expendable and that it was worth killing him to provoke a U.S. attack on Iran, they might try to pull something off like that. So that's something to worry about, Clayton, or Patrick. So
Yes. Also, one more comment. To your previous caller, Walter said something about announcing a withdrawal. Well, isn't that precisely what John Kennedy did when he signed that order to withdraw our troops from Vietnam in October of 1963, and he was dead the next month?
That's exactly right, and of course, I don't think that President Bush is about to announce any withdrawal from Iraq, so...
Nor do I. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Should happen. All right, well, listen, Patrick, thank you for your call. Now I'm going to bring up Clayton from Missouri. Clayton, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing it. What do you think about things that are happening?
Well, you know, it's the same old with those people. They never stop, Mike. You know, I hate to say, you know, what really needs to be done to them, because some people would think I'm pretty outrageous. And
you know, Clayton, that's interesting you say it, because we were talking the other evening about Paquita de Shishmaref, who wrote the book Waters Flowing Eastward under the name L. Fry. It was a book about the history of the protocols of Zion.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what Paquita de Shishmaref told her protege, Tony Blizzard, who was a colleague of mine at American Free Press? She said, the Zionist Jews have no sense of timing and no sense of proportion.
No.
In other words, they just keep pushing and they just keep pushing and they get themselves in trouble. And, you know, frankly, I think that's what's happening in the world today. Unfortunately, the United States is in the middle of it, because the United States is the big 44 magnum in the hands of the Zionist movement. And, you know, the thing is, a big 44 magnum has six shots in it, but if you're surrounded by lots of other people with 44 magnums, you might end up going down.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like that story about the Lone Ranger and King Osabi, and Lone Ranger says to King Osabi, "We're surrounded by Indians, Tonto," and Tonto says, "What do you mean, we, white man?"
Yeah. That was Clayton Moore, by the way.
Yeah,
your namesake.
Well, anyway, this is what I want to talk about. Michael, it's my personal opinion, after examining all the facts, that the Holocaust story is a load of crap. Now, if other Christians out there want to believe this story, fine, go ahead. I mean, if you enjoy being lied and deceived to, that's your business. But what I don't understand is the logic of Christians defending these people and calling them God's chosen people, when you read their holy book, the Talmud, what they say about Jesus Christ, his mother Mary, and what they think about Christians in general. I mean, it just, I don't get it. I don't understand it. You know, what is wrong with the Christians in this country? These people hate our guts. I mean, you know, they want us dead. I mean, how much more plainer and simpler can it get? I mean, look what they did to Russia. I mean, that was a vendetta against Russia that went back a couple hundred years. You know, you heard the story about the Pale settlement?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
It went back to that, Mike. I mean, those people, they never, ever forget, and they never forgive.
You know something that's very interesting, though? But you know, there's an interesting little twist to all that. Do you know that I'm no expert on Russian history yet. But one thing I do know is that the previous czar, who was the one who was actually trying to be nice to the Khazars in Russia, that's the one they assassinated.
See, Mike, that's the lesson. Never, ever give these people a break. Never, ever be nice to these people, because if you let them up, they will turn around and stab you in the back. These people, Jesus Christ, not my opinion, the words of Jesus Christ, he called them snakes, vipers. You are of your father the devil, and his works you will do. And Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's exactly what these people are doing on the planet today. And they're not going to stop until we stop them.
Well, Clayton, you know that quote you just gave us from Jesus Christ, people are going to say that's anti-Semitic. Well, Clayton, I appreciate your call, because I think you know what's going on. Let's see what Gil in New York has to say. Gil, come on up.
Oh, good show. Listen, I have a gut feeling that the prime minister of Iran, what's his name, Ahmadinejad or something like that.
Yeah, the president, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's basically a Mossad stooge.
You know, I've heard people say that. I don't really believe that myself, but, you know, I've heard people say that. Why do you believe that?
It doesn't seem quite right or reasonable to act in such an antagonistic way that they operate, unless they have an intent to bring in a war or something like that.
Well, but I'll tell you what, Gil, I understand that thinking, but on the other hand, maybe he's like Howard Beale in the movie Network, if you've ever seen that movie. Very good movie. Everybody should see that film. In that movie, Howard Beale gets very, very angry, and he says, "I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore." Maybe that's what the the president of Iran is expressing in his public statements. You know, maybe he's tired about the fact that Israel can build nuclear weapons, but Iran can't, and that the United States looks the other way. Maybe he's saying to the rest of the world, I'm speaking out for you. If you don't have the guts to say it, I'm going to say it. You know, we can't assume, you know, that because someone is using provocative language, that...
But the idea is that a politician, the intent of a politician is to make policies and achieve something for his people. If the idea is just to achieve something for other people, as you suggest, it doesn't make sense for him to obtain the A-bomb for his country. Should be by acting behind the scenes and do a good job and working out and talking with all the nations, negotiating the matter until he can
get. All right, Gil, we have a break coming up here. If you want to hang on, please do. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are wrapping up the hour. We have one more caller to go. We lost Gil from New York, but I'd just like to comment. Gil put forth the suggestion that perhaps the president of Iran is making provocative noises because, as Gil put it, he's a stooge for the Mossad. As I said, I don't think that's the case at all. I think he's just expressing the frustration, not just of the Iranian people, but really of the entire Muslim world. And, you know, I would add to that, you know, that, you know, sometimes, you know, in this political world, on this political stage, on the face of this planet, sometimes people are precisely what they appear to be. You know, we, and I say we as in me personally and a lot of our listeners, and, you know, we sometimes tend to maybe read too much into things and maybe be too suspicious. We have to accept the fact that there are gutsy people out there who really do say provocative things. In regard to Iran, you know, a very interesting essay on Iran called Iran, the Israeli Factor, has been written by a friend of mine in Malaysia named Chandra Mustafar, very distinguished academic and intellectual. He's a moderate Muslim, very highly regarded in Asia, and I'm going to urge American Free Press to publish Chandra's essay because it really sets the whole Iran-U.S.-Israeli situation into perspective in a way that I've never really seen it put before. We talk a lot, but sometimes we miss the big points. Anyway, let's go to John from Texas. John, you're going to be our final caller for the evening, so you have the rest of the show, but when that music comes on, that means farewell.
I'll try to get it done real quick.
All right, John.
I've got two books that I purchased written by an author by the name of Douglas, I believe it was, The Confessions of Gestapo Mueller or something like that. You know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And those books have appreciated like 4 or 5 times in value, I think. I was looking on the Internet the other day, and to get a used copy is like 4 or 5 times original value. I wish I'd invested a lot more in them. But anyway, the books detail the Gestapo Mueller working for the America after World War II and the agreement he entered into, et cetera, et cetera. I'm convinced that Adolf Hitler did the same thing, and I'm wondering if you could offer up any references I could go to find out anything about
that.
Well,
tell me why you're convinced that Hitler came to the United States.
No, I don't think he came to the United States. I think he was left in Germany in a villa or something like that.
Well, let me ask you, why do you think that? I mean, what have you seen any evidence to that effect, or have you read anything to that effect?
Yeah, there's an author named William Lyon, and he said he saw him at the 1967 Hemisphere, him and Eva Braun. He was a painter, and they had a Hemisphere down in Arizona, down in Texas, down in San Antonio or Austin, Texas.
Well, I'll tell you what, I kind of doubt that. I don't know what his source on that material is, but just personally doubt it myself because, you know, if Hitler had survived the war and was walking freely in the United States.
Well, there's a lot more to it, and he wasn't just walking freely. He had some people that were some agents around him that were masquerading as electrical engineers from Kassel, Germany, and they approached this fella on the walk before Hitler came up, and then they debriefed him whenever he went by.
Well, I tell you what, if you know, that's an interesting story. I don't know if it's true or not.
Of course not.
Something we'll never know for certain.
Well, you don't have any authors you could refer me to then.
No, right? Because I've never heard anything like that.
Thank you.
All righty. Thanks, John. All right. This is Michael Collins Piper wrapping up for Thursday night here. See you tomorrow night. Please stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network for lots more good programming ahead. See you tomorrow night, folks. Thanks again for your patience. Thanks again for tuning in.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.